We're going to tape and record Maaser Sheni for today. And this is the next Masechta after the seminal commentaries of Zroim, of Trumos and Masros. So now there's a specific type of Maaser called Maaser Sheni, which is 10% of the crops that we're blessed with in the first, second, fourth, and fifth year of a Shemitah cycle. This is based on Psukim and Sefer Devarim. And they are could be quite a bit of fruit. You know, depending on the three opinions that I mentioned numerous times, one opinion that says that all you need to take down to the holy city, which ended up being, of course, Jerusalem. But Jerusalem wasn't conquered until we were living in Israel almost 500 years. So until then, Jews went to Shiloh, they went to Nov, they went to Givon. Before that, for a short time, they went to Gilgal, right? All four of those were over hundreds of years, especially during Sefer Shoftim. And if you have a lot of fruit to take from where you live in Haifa, you're going to have to rent three trucks to bring 10% down if you have a big farm. So what you do is you sell your fruits where you live. You get certain tokens and certain coins. The coins have to have a tsura on it, a special type of mint. And you take those coins down to they're made of silver. You take them down to Yerushalayim or wherever the city was in between. And then you buy back food there. It doesn't have to be the same food you sold. And it just has to be food. Okay, there's a... whatever you can make for an put aside for an Eruv is pretty much generalities of what you can use for Maaser Sheni. It has to be something that is pre-mi-pre. It reproduces itself. So you can use fish because fish reproduce itself, right? The exceptions are salt and water. Okay, but anything else that grows from the ground or it's a living thing, you can buy back from Maaser Sheni. So you can sell fruit and buy back herring, you know, and eat herring in Jerusalem. Obviously, what this does is it helps the economy of the holy city. People are constantly taking their crops in these 4 years out of seven to selling in where they are. That helps the economy where they are. And then they buy it back where they, in Yerushalayim. And then they eat it there in the state of ritual purity. Okay, so these are the basic rules of Maaser Sheni. They are similar in scope to another law that is mentioned even earlier in the Torah called Revai. Revai means the fruits of the fourth year. Right, so there are two types of Revai. There's Neta Revai and Kerem Revai. Neta Revai means all fruits of the fourth year. Kerem Revai is grapes of the fourth year. And that's actually the topic of the last chapter of Sefer of Maseches Maaser Sheni. And the rule is basically as follows. When you plant a new tree, the first 3 years, the fruits are orla. Orla is the same word as foreskin, but here it means something else. It means fruit that is stopped up. You can't eat it. You have to let it just fall to the ground. Most trees will not produce anything worthwhile to eat in its first 3 years. And in the fourth year, we have to take those fruits, just like Maaser Sheni, to the holy city and eat them there. And then in the fifth year, then the Torah says, now all the general rules of tithing applies to these fruits now, and they're yours. So this sounds very much like a chapter in the book, in the Code of Hammurabi, chapter 60, tells the law that when you plant a new tree, the first 4 years, everything the tree produces belongs to Hammurabi, the king. And only by his graces, he made a god of himself, by his graces does anybody have the right to eat their own fruits in the fifth year. Torah law is mamash, they're very similar. Okay, so that's the fifth chapter, which teaches the laws of the fourth year fruits. And the reason why these laws are in Maseches Maaser Sheni is because the rules of Revai and the rules of Maaser Sheni are exactly the same. It might have been a good place to put it in Maseches Orla, because first you have to need 3 years of fruits being Orla, and then only in the fourth year they're called Revai. But right, Shas put it in to Maseches Maaser Sheni. Okay, and the fifth parak, I'm going to go backwards, also teaches the laws of Biur. Biur is that if they have to be finished by a particular date, and we saw that ruling regarding Shvius. The date is Erev Pesach every third year. By that date, someone has to say, I paid all my taxes. I paid all the tithes. I gave all the tithes in the previous 3 years, which is, again, is Maaser Sheni, Maaser Sheni, Maaser Ani. So I took care of the last 3 years to give all to the poor, and I gave the 2 years before that to eat as Maaser Sheni. And you can roll it over. I mean, not l'chatchila, meaning rolled over, means if you still have the fruits, because they last a long time, whatever kind of, they were dried or whatever it might be, and you still have to give it to the poor, even if you didn't give it on time. But you have, the poor, it's only at the end of that year. And for, it's actually in the fourth year and in the seventh year that we do this, right? The year after each 3 year cycle. Okay, and those, the psukim in the beginning of Parshas Kisavo that we used to say in those 2 years, the fourth year and the seventh year of a Shemitah cycle on Erev Pesach. That's what the last parak in the Masechta is about. And the fourth parak talks about the redemption and the coins that we use to redeem the fruits. Okay, and the earlier chapters talk about the sanctity of Maaser Sheni. They have to be eaten in the state of ritual purity, like Truma Gedola. But unlike Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani, that's just regular chulin, that's regular fruit. But Maaser Sheni has to be eaten in Jerusalem, and it has to be eaten in a state of purity. And so much so that an onain, someone who just lost a family member, is not allowed to eat it. And that's directly from the Torah. It says, Lo achalti ba'oni, I did not eat the fruits while I was in a state of aninus, which is the person's state before the funeral. So the first two chapters speak about until when and until where you can still sell your Maaser Sheni. The basic principle is that you can sell it until you get to Yerushalayim. But once you make it to Yerushalayim, then you have to eat the actual fruits. You can't redeem it once you make it to Yerushalayim. The only way fruits can be redeemed in Yerushalayim is if you took the actual fruits and they became tamei there, became ritual impure, then you have to redeem them and eat them, and they're no longer considered Maaser Sheni. I had this great zechus some years back of being poder Maaser Sheni in Israel. You have to know it's a Shemitah. This year is not a Maaser Sheni year. This is a Maaser Ani year. So if it's a Maaser Sheni year, first, second, fourth, or fifth year of a Shemitah cycle, then what you do is you just take a small coin, a shekel coin, and you say, now all this, it redeems all the fruit here, and now we can, it's not a problem to eat them. And the coin has to be, usually bury it or throw it in the Dead Sea or something like that. So no one gets to use it. So these are the general principles of Maaser Sheni. We hope that we have a time where we will be able to once again eat Maaser Sheni inside the walls of Yerushalayim. And those walls can be anywhere. The city of Yerushalayim, and Israel some years back made a wall all around Har Choma and all around different places in Yerushalayim. Maybe that's going to be the wall for Maaser Sheni one day. Yerushalayim can extend all the way to Haifa as long as we go about the rules and set up in Maseches Shavuos of how to extend the sanctity of Yerushalayim. Obviously, we can't do that now yet, but hopefully we'll do that very soon when we have a Beis HaMikdash. We'll bring the Thanksgiving offerings for our renewed connection to God, and then we'll be able to eat Maaser Sheni once again in the walls of Jerusalem. The prophet Nehemiah speaks of the walls broken of Jerusalem that he had to rebuild with the help of the Persian kings. So hopefully we'll this time be able to do it under our own volition. And may we be zocha to eat the fruits of Maaser Sheni speedily in our day. And we'll continue Mi'at Hashem next week with two more Mishnayos. There are three more, Chala, Orla, and Bikurim, to finish Seder's Roim, and that's a big simcha. And then we'll move on from there to Seder Moed. Have a great day, everybody.